Hi, I'm Susanna Hepworth from the local pantry, and we are just outside Poole on the road to Harrogate. We're next to the Hunter's Pub, and who are we? We are one of the best places to come and get the best of Yorkshire food and produce, whether it's to buy, to take home and cook, or to sit in the cafe. We're famous for our breakfast, and we think that if you select the best Yorkshire ingredients, then you win every time. We have high quality chefs making everything here, from our best bacon sandwich in Yorkshire, we've been told.
And it's a bold claim, isn't it?
It is a bold claim, but we've even put it on a giant poster on one wall, and it draws customers in because they want to come and see if we're right. And time again, they say yes. And that's all about good ingredients. Again, brilliant bacon from Rooks of York, plus great bread from Harrogate, from Lancasters of Harrogate, all means that you take the good ingredients, a little bit of simple chef magic, and you have a great product.
Excellent. Now, we're going on a little walk around, and you can show me some of the stuff that you prepare and sell in this wonderful place. Have you noticed, off the back of Bake Off, people coming to try more of the baked goods?
Well, funny you should say that. We've got something for you to try today.
So, good.
We love a bit of Bake Off here. And yes, Bake Off is all about cooking at home, but we also think we can bring a bit of the Bake Off magic to you. So every week we take the technical challenge and the chefs do the technical challenge themselves. So last night, if anyone watched Bake Off last night, it was the fougasse. And we have fougasse ready-made today for you to try and to buy to take home. We've made the Viennese whirls. We've even done the dampfnudels. We just try everything because it's all a bit of fun, and we want to inspire people to think, I've seen it on the TV, I've now tried it, maybe I'll do it at home. But also, yeah, cake. We love cake. We always have a heaving cake counter. Chefs specialise in large cakes. We don't believe in small cakes. You'll see it with our Scotch eggs as well. It's all about size as well as quality. So, yeah, we'll go and have a look at those.
Right, I am loving the sound of this. I'm beaming from ear to ear. Let's go on a little walk around and let's get trying. So here we are. So as you come into we're calling it a restaurant, we're calling it a cafe. What do you want to call it?
We call it a local food shop and cafe. So yes, we specialise in Yorkshire products and Yorkshire produced items. So we have Guppies based in York who make the most fantastic chocolate, which we sell in the shop. But we also use, we sell meat as well from Kendall's Butcher, and we use their ingredients to make our products. So we're a cafe and shop, but all about local and Yorkshire.
Excellent. So as you walk in, you are faced with a quite magnificent kind of deli counter with your savoury and sweet baked goods. I've spied the size of your Scotch eggs. They are quite magnificent. But what are we going to be sampling now?
Well, let's start off with the Bake Off challenge from last night. So this is the fougasse. So just here, so it's a bread which is shaped into a leaf, and we've added some olives, some rosemary, some onion, and I think Paul Hollywood would be impressed, actually.
Okie dokie. This is fantastic. Okay, may I have a little sample?
Go for it. Lovely, and we're using good quality rapeseed oil in this, so from Yorkshire, Wharf Valley rapeseed oil. So we've added our bit of Yorkshire twist onto it as well.
That is outstanding. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, we are big fans already. We think we might have eaten them all, though, by the time the customers get to try them. So now I think we should definitely move on to Scotch eggs. We've got Sarah here who is going to cut up one of the Scotch eggs, unless you'd like to chomp into a whole one.
They're so big, I'd feel silly just biting into one of the whole Scotch eggs. They're absolutely enormous. So I'd need one slicing.
Yeah, well, Sarah will slice one for you now. But no, again, we say size matters here, and we like to think that people will be impressed when they see the size of our Scotch egg. This is no tiny little service station egg. This is a good free-range egg coated in the best quality Kendall's sausage meat and then cooked to our secret recipe. And we use all sorts of ingredients, black pudding, apple, spices, to add some extra flavours. But here you go.
Here we go. Thank you very much indeed.
But we like to do different twists as well. So when it comes to Easter time, believe it or not, we do a chocolate Scotch egg. And it's pretty scary sounding, I know. But a lot of customers look in horror when they see them. But we actually take a very well-known chocolate cream egg, and we cover it in a chocolate cake brownie mix and finish it off with some digestive biscuits to give that breadcrumb effect. And yeah, it looks surprisingly like a real Scotch egg, but actually it's just chocolatey, cake indulgence. It's, yeah, divine.
Well, that sounds brilliant. I'll try the savoury version now. I'm going in. Doesn't make the best radio when I'm talking with a mouthful.
You look like you're enjoying it, though. That's the main thing.
That's outstanding.
Good. I'm glad you like it. Yeah, as I say, we specialise in them, and it's all about good quality ingredients. So it's the same sausage meat that you'll find in our sausages, in our breakfast, in our sausage rolls, on our counter. You know, we always use the best of what's available. It's key.
So I'm going to finish chomping through this. Once again, for those that haven't experienced you, where can we find you and how can they kind of come and experience what you do here?
So the best thing to do is leave Harrogate, heading on the road to the airport, and you'll drive through Hubie, and then look out for us before you get to the Poole on the right-hand side. We have a bright green awning, which hopefully you'll spot, and we have a children's playground around the side. We have outdoor seating as well, and we have a lovely view of the Chevin and up the valley. We even have our own little nature reserve next to us as well. So.
And stop by, even if it's just for a cup of coffee. I'm a coffee snob, but that coffee's delicious.
Yeah, again, it's Coffee Care of Skipton, another local family business like us, and great quality coffee that we think coffee is very special. It's a real occasion. So if you come out for coffee, even if you're just having one cappuccino, we make a lot of effort with it because it's, you know, it's your occasion. You want to enjoy it.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for giving me these tasters, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks very much, Chris.